This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. These are not good times for those working on the front lines of public health. Perhaps because of the COVID pandemic and pandemic fatigue, perhaps because of the polarization of the American public, or perhaps just because of the confusing nature and uncertainty around illnesses, much of America has lost trust in both public health experts and in government leaders. That is according to a survey released this week by the Pew Research Center. Not surprisingly, there was a wide partisan gap between how Democrats viewed public health experts and how Republicans did. Well, this puts local health departments, the CDC, and the WHO in an awkward position as they try to formulate policy to protect the public's health. Now, thanks to a new variant, we are again witnessing the rise of COVID cases and hospitalizations. But the public health community is hesitant to issue reasonable warnings to protect the public out of a fear of sounding alarmist. Then, along comes monkeypox, a once-neglected tropical disease that's spreading quickly in the U.S. Since the disease was first reported here in May, the disease has now infected at least 700 people, and this is probably just the tip of the infectious disease iceberg, as many more people are infected and don't know it as they spread the disease. Why are we not being aggressive about monkeypox? Because the message would be this is yet another infectious disease outbreak, and it could disrupt health, alter social interactions, and impact economics. Monkeypox is worrying, but it's different from COVID. With monkeypox, we have existing knowledge. We also have stockpiles of vaccines and antiviral drugs that might contain it. But rollout of these interventions has been at a snail's pace. We've gotten much better at public health outreach because of COVID. We've learned important lessons about mobilizing to contain an infectious disease. But now we need to not shy away from acting based on sound science. Some will certainly roll their eyes, and skepticism will be high, higher than it has been in the past when we've spoken about infectious diseases. But these are not reasons not to act. We should be engaged in activities to reduce the spread, including testing, health provider education, contact tracing, and the dissemination of vaccines to high-risk groups. The WHO recently decided to not declare monkeypox an emergency. This was a poor decision. Perhaps these same fears held them back. But like AIDS in the early days, perhaps because those infected are gay and bisexual men, it is easier to ignore, to stigmatize, and to cast blame than to address a growing public health problem. A public health emergency is defined as an extraordinary event which is serious, sudden, or unexpected, which constitutes a public health risk to other states through the spread of disease and requires a coordinated response. Well, monkeypox meets these criteria. The public health community needs to act quickly and decisively to stop its spread and educate the public, even in the face of the loss of public trust. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion.